if you were an artist and you displayed your work at a public venue, imagine what it would be like if one day after that show closed, people already were asking you to come back. That's what happened recently for the Veterans Art Show. They have a huge announcement coming up, something really special for July of this year when they will be 1 year old. They will have just started a year ago, July 4th of this year. And for the next few weeks, I'll be bringing you a look at the work of several of the veteran artists who have been participating in the Veterans Art Show. One of the exhibitors recently at Cal State LA was U.S. Marine Sergeant Julio Perez, who is an Iraq veteran and who has some special techniques for his photography.
Yeah, I heard it through a buddy of mine. He told me about the art show from Facebook, and Jessica saw some of my work, and she's like, it'll be cool if you can mail some of this stuff. And I'm like, why not me show up there, you know, the artist himself? But yeah, I have a few friends that still live here from the service, so I have a place to crash, you know. So.
Tell me a little bit about your work, please. What do we have here?
Right here we have, I've been experimenting with Polaroids now. Polaroid went out of business not too long ago, so there's this company called The Impossible Project. They picked off where Polaroid left off, and now they have their machines, and they're reinventing the whole process, and now it's just picking up steam. So I just wanted to experiment with that, and I guess that's like my finer art stuff. I like to do more commercial work, lifestyle, sports. Me and my buddy here just opened up a studio in Chicago, so that's going pretty good. But yeah, I mean, I just like the alternative process when it comes to photography. Wet plate, you know, traditional darkroom process. You know, not a lot of people can say that they grew up on that stuff. We got spoiled with the digital age nowadays, so it's nice to just step back, take your time, know what you're doing, and just take a shot.
How did you first realize that photography was something you really wanted to do?
It was actually when I was stationed back here, back in like 2001 through 2003. And on our free time, we used to go riding dirt bikes or mountain bikes and take them off jumps. And I took this little point and shoot camera, and I just knew like how to get the perfect angle. And people were like, man, you take some nice pictures. And that just got it going. So I got out of the service and just went to school for drafting, nursing, graphic design, architecture, and the whole time I just, you know, throughout that career changes, I've always had a camera with me. And I was like, you know, hello, light bulb, you know? So yeah, that's how it stuck, and it just went from there, and you start getting better, better, better. People start, like, noticing your work, and that's it. Now I can honestly say all my bills are paid for by photography. You know, that's my American dream, self-employed.
What are the steps to making that happen, make your hobby that you love pay off?
Confidence, definitely confidence. Not to get so much caught up with gear, because you can buy the most expensive camera out there, but no one can teach you how to, you know, composition. You have to have the eye for it. Besides having the eye for it and, you know, being tech savvy when it comes to cameras and stuff, you got to know the hustle. Business is probably like 80% of what you're doing. You gotta market yourself, you know. So you're doing pretty much everything yourself. Licensing, usage, copyrights, how to price things. And that's what holds us as artists, that's what holds us back a lot, is the business side. We like to call ourselves a lot, you know, a lot of the times that cliche, the starving artist. And we're our own worst enemy when it comes to that. We like to like, oh, okay, take it for this much. And you have to like value your work, you know, definitely business sense. You know, everyone starts off doing free stuff, of course, to get your name out there, but you have to know when to say, okay, my work is good enough, I'm confident in my work, it's time to start charging, you know, industry rates, you know. And as artists, we have to come, you know, to realization where we can't start lowering down our prices because the market is getting flooded by digital work, or, you know, I'm an artist now because, you know, I did this. So, yeah, business sense, and you got to love what you're doing. I mean, then you'll never work a day in your life.
And you very obviously love what you're doing. What's been most helpful to you in the part that you don't love, in the marketing part?
Definitely the hardest part would be, I would say, getting inspiration and tapping into, like, different markets. Just because the digital age has just made it more possible for people to pick up a cell phone. Technology in a cell phone is amazing nowadays, you know, and you have to compete with that. there's a lot of people that are still stubborn, hard-headed. No, I'm still going to be traditional, and there's a market for that, but it's not going to pay the bills. So you have to be constantly, you know, I don't want to say reinventing yourself, you know, because most of the stuff you see out there has been shot already. You just have to find a way that it hasn't been shot, or just find a niche in somewhere, a market, and just attack it. You know, you have, that's when it comes down to it. That's what it is, you know. You just have to find a certain part of what you want to do and just attack it. Hopefully, I mean, if you love what you're doing, you'll be successful.